test turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's a human in me. Then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
You could've had a bad bitch. Oh, what's up, guys? It's Kate. This is Tate Pills. Oh, Lizzo. God, I love her. She's like, she is the bad bitch that women have been waiting for. Guys, you probably don't even know who she is. I feel like Lizzo has become like a female superhero. And guys are like, who the hell is Lizzo? Is basically what's going on. Also, if you don't know Lizzo, guys, you got to go listen to the song Truth Hurts. Because she basically describes the feelings of all women towards men. I'm kidding. God, I sound angry. I'm not angry. I'm in the best mood ever. It's Date Fails. Guys, what's up? Things are good. Life is good. Guys, I can't even explain how happy I am right now about so many things. And this episode is going to be maybe emotional. I'm not sure. Actually, I can tell because my voice is shaking. Like, I could almost cry about all the good things that are happening. Partly because, as you guys know, I broke up with a guy and it was difficult, and it's become more difficult in some ways. I'll tell you about it later, but I was starting to feel like a little depressed, to be honest. And you guys know, I've said it before, it's hard for me to podcast when I'm depressed. It's different going on stage because material is planned. It's hard to get upbeat for a podcast when like you're struggling, and the breakup was part of it. Honestly, the last breakup, I mean, I'll go into it more, but I think I was beating myself up, which we do often because, you know, it's just after all the self-help I did, after the last guy, I thought I would make a better choice. And then it turns out, the worst guy I've ever dated, but that's okay. Things happen, but okay, well, here's the good news. Before I get into any bad news or get my guest on, there's so much good news. And that is why I'm in such a good mood, because, you know, sometimes you need a win. And I had like so many wins the last couple of days. I feel like the universe is trying to be like, Kate, you're doing okay. I don't know. I'm going to cry. I'm so happy. Okay. First of all, I have to give the biggest shout out to CBD Lion. CBD Lion is officially the title sponsor of Date Fails. Like, they have sponsored the podcast in a way that's going to change it, because you guys know I've had frustration with the podcast over time because I'm always switching studios. I share a studio with many people, which is totally fine. I'm very grateful for any studio space, but it's hard to be consistent when you don't have a dedicated space. And then I tried to build one in my apartment, but I couldn't afford to hire a real producer to do every episode. So it was kind of like I was trying to do the tech by myself, which was never going to work. I'm not good at audio, as it turns out. I bought all these mics and tried to build a studio, and nothing ever works right, or it sounds like garbage. And then on top of that, you know, I thought it would be cool to do it in my place, but I wasn't really thinking, because in order to have the podcast at my place, that means I have to give my address to anyone I want to be on the podcast, and I have to always have my place in presentable condition, which, I will be honest, happens like when I have a cleaning lady occasionally come when I can afford her. And then my place is very tidy for like 3 days. But when I come back from a trip, oof, it's like a grenade goes off in here. So point is, CBD Lion is sponsoring the podcast in a way that will allow me to get a space, a dedicated space, so we can do audio and video twice a week. I can't wait. Like, I'm so excited. So guys, please, 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 please support CBD Lion. Go buy their products. First of all, I'm using one right now. I love what they sent me. They sent me a CBD vape. It's THC free. They sent me so many flavors and a pamphlet that explains what all the flavors do. Some are for stress. That's the one I'm doing right now. I'm doing the stress one because I can tell I'm anxious, because when I have to be emotional, I get anxious. So some are for stress, some are for insomnia. They have CBD for mood enhancing, concentration. I mean, if you get nervous for dates or stressed out over a breakup, like what I was going through, or even, you know, I don't know, your spouse gets on your nerves, or you can't stand your boss, or maybe you're hungover, CBD has you covered. It'll make your day go smoother. So go online to cbdlion.com. They have vegan organic gummies. They have lotions that are scentless for aches and pains. I've been using the lotion after I play tennis. They have flavorless tinctures you can drop under your tongue or throw in a coffee. They also have products that you can mix with your favorite cannabis if you do want to, you know, mix with something that you're going to smoke and you don't want to feel that paranoia or anxiety. You can do that too. But everything CBD Lion is third-party lab tested for quality. And if you don't know a product that suits you, just call them and ask. My little sister just hit me up because she's like trying to get off of the things that she's been taking for, you know, different depression or anxiety or whatever people go through. And she's been trying it and she loves it. And I love it. So please support. Joey Diaz loves it. If Joey approves it, you know it's good shit. So guys, please go to cbdlion.com. You can use my discount code KATEQ in the coupon section, and that will get you 20% off all your orders. So do it. Do it, do it, do it. Also, shout out to the other sponsor today, Buffy. I've talked about Buffy before. Buffy is my comforter and I love them. I really, really love my Buffy comforter. Honestly, it's the most comfortable thing I've ever owned. So guys, check out Buffy comforters as well. Thank you so much, Buffy, for supporting Date Fails. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter promo code DATEFAILS. That's Buffy, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And on that note, I'm going to try my friend Sarah Fasha, who was supposed to be on the podcast the other day. I was going to go out to Riverside and we were going to podcast together. And then I had this meeting pop up, which I will tell you all about. So I had to stay in town and I'm so glad that I did because I'm so excited. But I'm going to hit her up and we're going to try this on the Anchor app and see how it goes.
Hey.
Oh, hey. What up?
Hey, I think I made another account, but whatever.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Hey, girl. Yeah, I realized because the URL was different, but I don't remember what I signed up with first. I don't care.
Wait, this time? Whatever, I'll just trim this. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you can't. Yeah, that's what I thought you can. I don't know.
I love you. Hi.
Hi.
So before I called you, I told the people at home. Well, first of all, I talked about the CBD sponsor. Do you CBD or no?
I have CBD oil, but because I had edibles one time, I'm like terrified of like consuming it. So like I put it on my head for headaches. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it works. Sometimes I don't.
Oh, the stuff I have is THC free. So if you want, I'll send you some. So it doesn't get you high. Like it wouldn't pop on a drug test. It's just the medicinal part.
Yeah. Does it help you stay awake?
There's some, they sent me, actually, it's really cool. They sent me this variety pack they sent me a ton of stuff, but they sent me a variety pack of like these little vape pens in different flavors. And some are for, you know, insomnia, some are for staying awake. They're all for different things. So like,
cool. Yeah. Cause that's what I was trying to find when I went to Colorado and the guy gave me, he gave me stuff with THC, which got me high and I don't like that.
Yeah. If you don't want weed, you just want the CBD part of it. So,
yeah, I don't want to be like, I don't want to not know what the fuck is going on and then be hungry and be tired. Like all that stuff is like the worst feelings. I don't understand I don't get a joy out of that, I guess.
Well, everybody reacts different to weed. Like it's really funny. Some people, like one time I actually smoked weed on Joey Diaz podcast that really kind of was almost like, it almost felt like taking an Adderall. Like it really focused.
Oh, that's the one I need.
Yeah, that is the one you need. I just walked into the bathroom, so I have to pee. Should I pause to pee or should I just do it? I can't decide. I think.
YOLO. That's my answer to everything.
All right, fine. I'll just, you talk.
Well, I mean, I pee when I'm on live stream. I pee.
You do not.
I do, of course. And sometimes I like try to prank people and it works. I'll like, you don't remember I used to do that back when I lived in Burbank. I would stuff my little workout shorts with some socks and try to convince people I was a man. And they're like, well, just pull it out then. I'm like, no, obviously I'm going to get banned if I pull out my
fake ding-dong.
Yeah. So then what I used to do is go to the bathroom with a bottle of water and then I'd show me allegedly peeing. So I show the toilet and then like have the bottle like right outside the frame and just start. But then it came out like a waterfall and it was super clear. So
that's so funny because now with like, what do you call it? Co-ed restrooms everywhere. I mean, no one would probably even, everything's changed, you know?
Yeah.
Like no one would bat an eye. I was at a bar the other night that had one restroom for the whole bar. I don't like the co-ed bathroom thing. I think.
Oh, does it make the line even longer, huh?
And there's a urinal in there.
Ew.
Yeah.
I have you seen those urinals? They had like a urinal. I saw once where there was a fly, like a fake fly in the urinal.
Ew.
Like, well, no, but they did that so men would aim at it instead of fucking getting it everywhere.
That's hilarious that they have to put a fly, like a target.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're simple beings, I guess.
How funny is it, though, that men are so simple that they put a fly and the guys are like, I'm going to hit that bug. Like everybody aims.
Yeah, but in all fairness, if I was in that position, I think I'd do it too.
Maybe
even as a woman.
Maybe I should put a fly somewhere on my body next time I have sex so that the guy actually like lands his cum on me instead of spraying it all over
your hair,
my apartment.
Oh, your apartment. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. You should like, you know, what'd be funny is if like a guy can come over and like before you hooked up, you're like, I'm sorry. I need to do something real quick. And then just, I don't know, put some paper. I don't know. Like what's it called? Paper bags or something, like start covering the walls.
Oh, like saran wrap, like put like
something,
plastic,
yeah, something.
That's hilarious. That would be, yeah, actually so
or
funny.
Like, do you remember that one Wish photo you posted of you inside that big ball?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should totally like get one of those. Be like, I know you're not gonna understand, but we have to do it inside here because I'm tired of fucking cleaning.
That's so funny. For the people that don't know what she's talking about, on the Wish app, they were advertising this, like, I mean, it was basically like a human snow globe that you could put in your backyard. So it's kind of like if you want to camp out, but you want it to be clear. So
yeah.
I was like, I would live in this. I was thinking the other day, like, I've been trying to get rid of so much stuff because I hate, the more stuff is around me, the more stressed out I feel. And
you know why?
Because of my birth date and time.
No. because like I'm the same way. I have so much stuff and I keep getting rid. I don't know. It's like the stuff is having babies. It's multiplying. But it's because it carries energy. So like a lot of clutter, like,
yes,
screws up the feng shui in your home.
100%.
It literally does.
And not only that, but there's times, like, I'm not even kidding, this is how not attached I am to stuff. Like, there are times I have so much laundry, I just start throwing clothes out.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Yeah. I mean, it's good not to be attached to anything. Like,
yeah. I also saw, you know, on the Facebook memories, how old photos pop up.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, I know. It's so annoying. But the other day, one popped up of me on stage 4 years ago, and I was literally wearing clothes I still wear on stage. Like, the same exact thing. I was like, wow.
Well, at least you're consistent.
Thank you. That's right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, before I called you, first of all, guys, I said my friend Sarah, but I don't know if I even said who you are. So, Sarah's obviously been on before and been around before, but for the new listeners. Yeah. Dude, it's been a while. But for the newer listeners, Sarah Fasha, YouTube celebrity.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. That's like,
I know, but I just like saying that.
No, don't.
Okay. It's, what do you want me to say? You do your own intro.
Just
do your own intro.
God.
Can we say Miss Egypt of
Compton?
Compton. Verified.
I was in a pageant that is no longer around. It lasted like a good 2 years. I won quote unquote Miss Egypt. I'll be honest, I think I was the only Egyptian that entered. But
how do you...
I really think I might have been. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish my talents or anything.
Wait a second. You didn't have to be Egyptian to compete in the Miss Egypt.
No, you do, but like it was just, I don't want to talk crap about it, but it was like their first time making it. So they're like, what's your nationality? I'm like, Egyptian. They're like, cool. You're going to be in the running for Miss Egypt.
Maybe it was like if you're trying to get a Native American scholarship, they're like, are you at least 1/8 Native American?
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Cause there was like girls that were like super mixed and they just got placed wherever, like whatever country wasn't occupied or something.
They're like, you're Iceland. They're like, I'm not Icelandic. You might be. We'll put you in there. What was your talent?
There was no talent portion.
Shut up. That is so it's just beauty strictly?
Yeah, it was.
Did you even have to answer questions? Like, how would you handle the
homeless? Only if you were like in the top five. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to talk about which pageant it is. I think it was political and I would never do a pageant again, but I did reap a lot of benefits, I guess you can say.
Yeah, you did. You had Miss, when I met you, I thought you were legitimately Miss Egypt of like Egypt.
Yeah. That's what the rest of Egypt thought. And and I went viral out there and I went on all these talk shows. They made such a big deal about it. And then they called me a traitor because I was in the U.S. Navy like a million years ago. And what was the last thing? Oh, I was also a porn star because a few years ago did I tell you about that? The Nigerian independent film I was in when I lived in Maryland.
I forget. You did tell me that you took a lot of heat for that, but I forget exactly what you did in it.
I'm basically the cheating wife. So in the trailer, I'm kissing the best friend who is Nigerian.
That's right.
Just for a second. And it was like, there were guns and it was like an action movie or whatever. Anyway, whatever. And so somebody in Egypt discovered it and started blasting it out everywhere saying, this is the trailer to her porno. I was like, first of all, I don't think pornos have trailers unless you're Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton.
Pornos like, do have trailers.
They do? Like, I but swear. Not all of them, right? Oh, the... Well, did not. I don't know. Mean, you would know.
I don't think like the low budget 5-minute, like we shot it in a hotel room one has a trailer, but like the actual porn companies, you know, the only reason I know this is because I follow so many porn stars from the AVN Awards on Twitter and they always tweet out the trailers for the, in fact, I had to mute some because when I'm flying, they pop up.
Ew.
Well, they don't show everything because they don't want to give away the end.
Yeah. But do they have like scenes where like at the end it blacks out and all you hear is a moan or something and you're like, oh, I wonder what happens, like cliffhanger.
I mean, yeah, you're like, gee, I wonder how this movie ends. That's funny,
right?
Every
right.
porn ends the same basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the guy comes, the girl doesn't, and
yes.
we have to act like we're enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they are actors allegedly, so
you know. I dated this one porn actor and you know what he swore by, which I think is so funny. And I don't know if there's any truth to it, but he swore by this. So, you know, the guys have to sometimes come on set a few times. Like if they miss the shot, the cum shot, the guys have to come again if they can. And this dude told me that he thinks popcorn makes you build up cum like really quickly. Like he said, he would always eat popcorn after the first pop. That's what they call it when they come.
Yeah.
And it would like reload him in like 15 minutes.
I don't eat pop. You eat popcorn? Don't you know from experience?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know if popcorn is the reason that I come, but you know what? Actually, now that you say that, I eat a lot of popcorn and I come a lot.
Yeah,
but
or it could also be a placebo.
Or it could just be that I have too much testosterone. I don't know. Anyway, right? Okay, so let me tell the people at home, first of all, this is not related to dating, but I wanted to say this about you and to you, and I'm gonna say it on here.
I don't embarrass me, please.
No, I don't think it will.
Ow, get off me. Sorry.
Sarah has 7 cats right now.
Yeah, you're right. I was about to correct you, but no, you're right.
She only owns one.
I actually had 8 yesterday, and I took the mom back because
you returned the cat.
I returned the mom, like, because her cats can eat on their own. Her 2 kittens can eat on their own, and she's sitting here like trying to fight with Fitfuta. Like Fitfuta is literally, I'm gonna send you a video. She's literally scared of these tiny kittens because this mama cat attacked her.
Fitfuta,
it's so funny because she's so big, and these cats.
You have to tell the people. Fefuta is Sarah's cat that she actually has owned for
Tell 5 years.
No, so Fitfuta is Arabic. Sorry, I keep forgetting. Fitfuta is basically Arabic for like leftovers, because she's my little leftover. And you know how people have like pet names for each other, you know, when they like each other, like
when they're disgusting, whatever. I'm kidding. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? So she has her human name. Her human name when she pisses me off is Susan. So
wait, what? Why does she have a human name? And when you use it, does she know you're talking to her?
I think she does, because I use it so much. I don't know what my obsession is with the name Susan and Susie, but I think it's such a cute name. And I tell you what, I Googled it. Sarah is a way more popular name. I don't meet any Sarahs. Susan, the person downstairs moved in, Susan. I made a new friend the other day named Susan. Like, Susan galore around me. So that's just law of attraction for you.
That's interesting. I know. Yeah. I think I know an equal number of Sarahs and Susans.
Yeah, more Susan is really, I don't know, it seems really common, or maybe I just notice it more, whatever. Anyway,
whatever.
So she's Fitfuta, she's 5 years old, she's a calico. And my mom was staying with me for a while before she went back to Egypt, and I have a 2-bedroom, and I was like, why don't I foster some kittens and give it a try? So I did. And I mean, I didn't want human children before, but now I definitely don't want human children. Well, there's so much work, and they're also very needy. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I love them.
Well, they're people.
Oh, I was talking about the cats.
Oh, I thought you meant humans. I mean, well, here's the thing. I had 3 cats as a child, and the calico, which was mine, was so cuddly and sweet and calm. And like, I love that cat, but the other two were scary as shit. It was like if you tried to pick them up, they'd all like scratch.
They're like, ew, don't touch me.
Yeah. And the other day I saw a video. In fact, it's on my Instagram story right now. If you go look, I mean, not now, like don't go look right now, but for everybody else, like it's this guy who's like on TV for the Humane Society or whatever. You know, those people that go on and try to like get the pets adopted. And he's holding a cat. Dude, this cat freaks out and like attacks him. It's like a house cat.
Really? Yes. Oh, I gotta look it up.
That's why I'm scared of cats.
Oh, you don't need... But you want one.
Well, but that...
You want one because you think it's low maintenance.
I want one that's calm, but I'm not sure how you make sure. It's not like you train it like a dog.
Yeah, you know what? Because all these cats are good, but they're definitely different personalities. There's one that is... I call her Jelly Girl. She's a tuxedo. And she actually kind of looks like Mr. Bean, but she's so cute. Mr. Bean, that weird guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, she somehow looks like him a little bit, but she's so cute. Anywho, she is super cuddly, and she just wants to be hugged. I've never had a kitten like her before. And where was I going with this? I don't know. What was I talking about?
You were saying different cat personalities.
Oh.
By the way, all the men have now tuned out of our car. I'm just kidding.
Good. Now we can talk about how we're going to rob them.
Yeah. That's right.
No, she's just super sweet. And the other ones, like, they're all, she gets so, I call her Jelly Girl because she's so jealous. Like, I call her Jelly Girl because she's peanut butter and jealous anytime another cat comes around me. And, like, they literally all compete. I mean, I know when I had Loki, my pit bull, like, all of a sudden, Fitfuta was like, oh, Sarah, you're my favorite. Let me try to sit with you while you're sitting with him. You know, they're so competitive and jealous.
Well, I've definitely noticed that animals and children are exactly the same as grown adults in the sense that
they should all be trained the same.
Well, what I was going to say is like when because I never pay attention to people's animals because I'm scared of a lot of animals, which is ironic.
Yeah, but you're attracting more of that scariness. So
no, I was going to say they always want me. Like I never pay attention to.
Okay, but you know why, right?
Because I don't want them.
No, well, yeah, that too.
Just like men. And women.
Oh my god, hold on. They're like fighting.
How was that? Those are the cats?
They're holy shit. No, they're not even fighting. Like one is just being super dramatic because the other one came up and like got near it. They literally know how to be drama queens. It's so annoying.
That sounded like Animal
No, Planet. I walked in, I saw the other cat was just like looking at her and just doing that for no reason. And this cat's a little bully anyway. It was also because you're empathic. You're empathic. So that's why like pets are going to come towards you, you know?
Oh yeah. Like, I don't think that's it.
You don't think so?
I mean, because some people like feel like they can like communicate with animals. I definitely can. Ooh, but you know what? You know what, though? Maybe, maybe that's why I am more scared of them, because maybe I actually can feel their energy. So, like, maybe if they're anxious about me, I get anxious back about them.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're picking up their energy. And yeah. It's not your...
Because sometimes I actually do feel like when I'm in a crowded room, I can't tell if it's my energy or other people's that I'm feeling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I had that with John. I was like, I was feeling fine until you walked in. What the hell happened?
That's so real. I think when you're connected to someone too, like even if they're not in the room, I think you can sometimes feel their energy. Oh, yeah. But okay, wait, let me get back to what I was going to tell you before we went to cats. Before we started talking about the most boring topic on earth, but actually
it's not that boring. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was interesting, actually. So what I was going to say is I think that this is a good lesson for friendships, what Sarah and I have, because we've been friends now for what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I think it's 3.
Probably 4, whatever.
We've missed each other's birthdays 3 times, so it's 3.
No, we haven't.
Well, I mean, we've been never like with each other. Like, oh, yeah. So, like happy belated.
Oh, yeah. Right. Totally. Okay. So all I was going to say is Sarah and I have such a good friendship because number one, we cannot talk for like a week and a half or 2 weeks or however long, and then, or months even, or not see each other. And then it just always feels like no time has passed. But B, we communicate better. We have a better communication relationship than any heterosexual relationship I've ever had. In terms of like, we'll take space sometimes, we'll get mad at each other, and then we'll come back and have a really adult conversation about why, and we'll actually like admit our part of it and then apologize for our part of it. Like, it's I've never had anything
like being an adult.
It is, but it's also like, it's such a good lesson in how much easier relationships are when they're not passive aggressive, when you take space before you talk about stuff. Like, we don't talk out of anger often, occasionally, but it's very rare. And then we always like, I don't know, it's just so beautiful to me. I just think it's so great.
And we're fuckboy patrol, so maybe that
FBP. Okay, so but what I was gonna say is we also haven't caught up in a while. So what happened tonight is I needed to do a podcast, and I told them before I got you on the phone that this week has been emotional and also like insanely busy. And I just, all week I was putting off the podcast because I was a little depressed. And then I had like 2 of the best days in a row. And I was like, oh, this is such a good lesson too. And how the tiniest shift in my energy, like one good thing happened, it shifted me into a good mood. And then everything good kept happening.
Yep.
It's crazy. That shit is real. But so anyway, so I hit up Sarah and we were going to talk on the phone. And then I was like, we have to just record it because we haven't caught up. And so like, I wanted to tell these stories on here anyway. So that's how this went down.
And we've had so many amazing conversations that are not recorded that I wish were.
Oh my God. I know. Well, I record all my phone calls. So
I know, I try to do that, but like with stupid iPhone, you got to pay for everything. I'm like, God, I'm barely on the phone, you know? I don't want to pay $10 a week.
I try to tell everybody how much better Android is, and no one will listen to
No, me. I believe you. I want to go back to Android. I'm like, I'm waiting. I think in February I'll be at my 2 years or whatever.
Oh, by the way, can I just say how much I'm fucking annoyed? I think I might leave Verizon. I mean...
Oh, really? I'm with Verizon.
Okay. I've been with Verizon since 2000 or something. Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, I know. Forever.
Dude, that's your whole adult life.
Since I was 8.
Eight.
I'm kidding.
I was gonna go with it.
Thank you. No, but what I was gonna say is, so you know how on the 4th of July I lost my phone, got robbed.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So since the 4th of July, not everyone knows this, but Sarah does, I've been basically using 2 shitty old phones because I didn't get the insurance on my Pixel 3, only because I've never lost a phone. And
it's always like that.
Yeah. And the insurance is kind of a scam because it's like $10 a month and then it's a $300 deductible or something, which like a refurbished
phone. Well, I mean, that's why you make sure you quote unquote lose your phone.
Well, yeah, exactly. But here's why I'm annoyed. So Verizon, I still owe, because you know, you pay off the phone over time or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I still owe like $600 on that phone.
Oh, ew.
But they won't let me. You know how I was going to buy, like Sarah knows this, I was just going to buy like a refurbished iPhone or Google Pixel or like Samsung, whatever. and take it in and have them activate it on my account while I finish paying off the shit phone. I mean, the lost phone, and then mm-hmm. get a new phone when like the newer phones come out, whatever. Do something financially that made more sense. They won't let me put any phone on that account till the other one is paid off. So I have to either open a new line or pay off the phone in one payment. The missing one.
Okay.
So so what I'm saying is if I want to get a new phone, I have to pay $700.
Or deal with your line, right? When is your contract with them expire for that phone?
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah. It just depends on when you finish paying it.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I just think I should be able to bring any phone in there and put my phone number on that phone while I pay off.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I agree. But yeah, that's how they get
whatever.
You.
I don't know why I'm talking about this. All right. Let's get to business. We have about 40 minutes and I know you have stuff going on. So...
Yeah, cats.
Okay. you have stuff going on. Okay.
I do.
I haven't talked to you or the people. Sarah, you're going to die when I tell you.
Okay.
So let's start with why I was depressed, and then we'll switch into why I got happy.
Okay.
Okay. So you know about the breakup with, we need to give the guy a name.
Buckface. That's what I call
Buckface.
Him.
Buckface. Yeah, that's
fine. Sarah, let me think of, you want like a PG name?
Yeah, let's do a name that doesn't have a curse word because of ads.
Oh, shoot.
No, we can swear. We can swear. We just can't do it 30 seconds before or after the ads, which, okay, forget it. It doesn't matter. Let's just
call him Todd.
Let's just call him
lame.
Shitbag.
Okay.
That's more PG. Okay. So, oh,
I'm not
going to
say it. I'll tell you later.
Let's call him Fuckboy.
Okay.
Because that's what he turned out to be. In fact, I was dying because I was thinking about it. Dude, if you defined a fuckboy, one of the first things I would say is someone that pretends to have like their shit together way more than it is. Like a guy that pretends.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
They're two-faced.
Like for instance, this guy told me he made $300,000 last year. And when we would go out, he would like spend like $400 or $500 every time.
Oh, he would?
Yeah, like he would get hotel rooms for like groups of people to kick it in. And
you know what he does? He probably calls the bank after and say that's fraud.
That'd be hilarious. No, I heard he's been doing it.
People do that a lot.
Really? You can't do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people. I know people that do that.
But when you check into a hotel, they check your ID.
I know. I don't get it. I don't know how they get away with that.
Well, my point is, though, then I found out, you know how he would never let me in his house and we were always like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
It's because I hate that. He doesn't have a bed. He was living on a futon.
Ew. How old is he?
35. What are you doing right now? Oh, guys, before Sarah's done making whatever she's making in her kitchen or cooking, or what are you doing in your kitchen right now, Sarah?
Oh, well, nothing now. Just
oh, now you're back.
Separate these cats.
Well, while she's separating the cats, guys, let me briefly tell you one more time about Buffy comforters. Sarah, I got to get you one of these, man. These comforters are honestly, it's my favorite comforter I've ever owned. And I've had a lot and I'm a hot sleeper. So this comforter is so like, it regulates your body temperature, basically. I mean, I don't know how it works, but I feel like I'm never too hot. I'm never too cold. Also, it's 100% plant-based bedding. So it's actually better for you. It's better for the earth. It's hypoallergenic. It keeps you the perfect temperature. Like I said, guys, I think you should try it because it's risk-free. So if you don't like it, you can send it back for a full refund. The Buffy Breeze is softer than cotton. It soothes your skin. It's earth friendly. It's made from eucalyptus. So it uses 10% less water also to grow eucalyptus, which means, in LA where we have a drought most often, it's better for us. It's better for the environment, guys. So I want you to go get it. It's cruelty free. There's no down. No animals are being injured in the process of making a Buffy comforter. I don't know why I can't talk right now. I hate when I'm sober and I can't talk. Guys.
You're like, I don't have an excuse.
Wait,
you know what?
Finish it.
Have you ever heard of...
I'm not done.
Oh,
there's
okay,
a call
done. Sorry.
To okay. action. And this is it, guys. For $20 off, your Buffy comforter. Visit buffy.co and enter promo code DATEFAILS. One more time, that's buffy.co, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Promo code DATEFAILS, that's for $20 off. Also, I have another ad, and Sarah, this one is for you, okay? You need this.
Okay.
This is online therapy.
Oh my gosh. I have cats. Yeah,
right. I think you have cats. You need to talk to a counselor. This is called BetterHelp. It's actually really great. I've checked into it.
Oh, yeah, I doubt.
Yeah,
like
it's
that
great. So here's the deal, guys. If there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, maybe you can't get motivated, maybe you're struggling with depression, stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, family, LGBT, whatever your issue is, besides a little CBD to calm you down, go get help. Talk to someone. Get a counselor. This is awesome because you can do it on your own time. You can do it online. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. You fill out a survey. They help pair you with someone who works best for you. 4 communication modes, guys. Text, chat, phone, video. So if you don't want them looking at you, you can do it by phone. You can do it however you want. But I really, really encourage you guys to get it together. I've been talking to a counselor. It's really helped me. Maybe that's why good things are happening. I don't know. But I want you to go check it out. It's affordable. Best of all, if you go use my discount code DATEFAILS, you get 10% off your first month. So why not get started today? It's betterhelp.com/datefails. Simply fill out your questionnaire, have them assess your needs, get matched with the counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/datefails, discount code DATEFAILS. Sarah, you should definitely do it, I think.
I think I should be one of their therapists, oh my God. Actually. I was going to ask also, the Buffy thing sounds interesting because I've actually heard people divorce because, like, the man will be too hot all the time and the woman will be too cold all
it's
the time.
It's so funny
have
you said
that
because I have an aunt and uncle who,
maybe you told me that story.
They literally got along so well, except they would always fight over the temperature. It's crazy. So yeah, I think, you know, I mean, honestly, that guy I was dating, douche, but whatever. What's called?
Douche Canoe. I love the name Douche Canoe. Because
he can swim. Yeah. Sarah, that's racist. Okay. Actually, no. When I asked him if he could swim, he said, I'm one of the few black men who knows how to swim. So he's racist. But anyway, yeah. I was just going to say that he loved that comforter. I got it while we were dating and he was like, can I get one? So there you go.
Yeah.
Put it on your futon.
Yeah, right. Wait, no. So how did you find out?
Okay,
he was
so
on a
that's
futon?
The story that I haven't told you. You are going to die. Okay. I'm going to try.
You peeked
What's
in
that?
His window. You peeked his window.
No, I have not. I went to his house one time and I'm admitting that because, well, I'll tell you what's going on. So here's the gist of it. And Sarah knows, you guys, I swear on my mother's life that every statement I'm about to make is true 100%. And I always admit my fault in relationships, probably too much.
Yeah. And I actually always sit here and defend her because I'm biased.
And you love
and
me.
Big men are stupid. Yeah,
okay.
True.
So I told you, and I think I talked about it on here, but I'm not even sure if I did. So me and him, you know, Sarah knows he courted me so hard. He begged me to be his girlfriend. He was so like, I'm so in love with you. He asked for a key. He told me he wanted to marry me, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, did you tell him how he like came over just to kiss you?
I never did
outside?
Tell him. I forgot. Okay.
Oh, tell them that because we need to see the gravity.
Yeah,
of
thank you. Okay, good point. So it was like, this is how hard he courted me. And this is why I fell for him because I told him I wouldn't date him because he's a comedian. And then once we kissed the first time, which it only happened because we were buzzed, we were at the Comedy Store, we left together. He took me home in an Uber and we got there, we started making out, and one thing led to another and we made out, but nothing happened. We didn't have sex or anything like that. And I fell for him because I said, I'm not having sex with you for at least a month. If you want to date me, you can get to know me. So he was like, cool, down.
He's like, challenge accepted.
Yeah. Yeah. He even put it in his calendar, the date, which actually made me feel so weird. Cause I was like, hey, I'm not guaranteeing like,
yeah.
So yeah. But so then we went out a couple times, and then I told the story of how we went out one night. It was like the second or third time, and he got so blackout drunk that I had to let him stay at my place. But he peed in my, well, he tried to pee in my closet. I mean, he like, I got him to the bathroom in time, but he was like, he got out of bed in the middle of the night and he opened the closet door and I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And then I realized what he was about to do. Pee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just like the kittens. I see them squatting and I have to grab them and throw them in the litter. Like, no, seriously. It's like an untrained pet.
But you know what? Honestly, I should have paid attention to all the cues, because you know, like in hindsight, how you see all the red flags that were there. Yeah, like that night he yelled at me when I tried to move into the bathroom. He was like, I'm fine. I'm just peeing. Like, he was angry. And I was
like, he's gotta go.
He had to pee. So, okay. So anyway, he was so blackout, and then he was so drunk too that he kept telling me he was in love with me the whole night. He was like, I'm so in love with you, Kate. I can't help it. I'm drunk. So I'm telling you the truth. And it was freaking me out. It was like the third date.
But he said that. He said that when he was drunk. I can't believe I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Sounds like a setup. Sounds rehearsed.
I just thought that he was really, but you know, the thing is that he'd been crushing on me for so long. I was like, maybe he low key was like, I have guy friends I feel like would fall in love with me in a hot second if I like gave them,
yeah,
you know?
No, I believe it. Yeah.
But anyway, so the point is, in the morning, at like the minute I thought he was sober enough to leave, like 7 a.m., I was like, can you go? Like, I really didn't want you to spend the night. Like, ugh. You don't want someone in your place that early, like first thing in the morning.
No, ew. I like to sit home and be ugly.
Exactly. So,
like, I don't want to have to feel, you don't want to have to like, what's your joke? Walk the chevron or something?
Walk the chevron to take a shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like you have to trap them with amazing sex before you let them see you in the morning.
Right.
Like, ugh, I look bad in the morning. So he leaves. Okay. And like in my head, I was like over it.
Finally.
Oh my God. I know. So he leaves. And I remember telling you, I'm like, I don't think I want to date him. Like, I don't want to date a guy that gets this hammered. It's such a turnoff. Right.
Yeah.
So he begged me that night, begged me to let him just drive over to my house and kiss me goodnight. Not even come inside, just outside my apartment. And I said no, like 8-9 times. And he wouldn't let it go. And then Sarah was like, that's so stalkerish.
Well, I mean, saying no does not mean try harder. Like, you know?
That's what I said. And then he was like, I just know how bad I messed up with you. And I swear I never get that.
I. Like, it's not about you, bitch.
I know. And also, he's like, I swear I never get that drunk. And like, then later in a text after we broke up, I complained that he had whiskey dick so often. And he was like, yeah, I was drunk with you way too much. Like, I was always drunk and I'm sorry. So anyway.
So he spends years like trying to get with you. He finally gets with you. You're way out of his league. And he spends the majority of the time drunk. That doesn't even make sense. Like, you would think he would spend it sober because he should know this shit's not going to last long because he's stupid.
Well, what was weird about him is, you know, most guys like the chase of getting to the sex part, right? Like, they chase. Once they fuck you right away, they start to be like lazier, not as, you know, whatever. This guy, after the sex, I even remember my girlfriend said to me, Brad Williams' wife, she said to me, has he changed since you had sex? And I said, actually, no, he's exactly the same. And she was like, that's such a good sign.
Right.
And then what's weird about him is he wants you to fall in love. Like, the minute I finally full on was like, okay, let's do this for real. I'm in it. He would even say to me, I'm not going anywhere. I'm in it for life. Unless you dump me.
For life. Ugh, that would scare me off.
I mean, yeah, this was like after, you know, like months, whatever, like. When I was in Beirut, we would FaceTime every night for like 2 hours. But here's the thing. So do you remember, Sarah, when I told you that one night I was in Beirut, I was like, I have a feeling he was with someone else this night. And it was,
yeah, was he not available or just a feeling?
It was because he'd FaceTime me every night. That night he didn't. And all, and he was like the one trying to do it every night, not me.
Yeah.
But also because he didn't hit me up till late the next day. He left me on red in the morning.
Ew.
And he said, sorry, I had a notice on my door about something I was dealing with. And I was thinking, well, how would you see that if you were in your own apartment? Like, you came from somewhere and saw that. So anyway, at that time he was so into me, I didn't think.
Yeah. You're just like, all right, let me not try to be a hater. And you know, I get it.
I mean, you even know, because at the beginning, you guys, this is actually hilarious. Sarah, after the last guy I dated, had so many reservations and was so protective. She wanted to like have a talk with this guy to like,
yeah, I said like it, like, well, when he really fucked up, I was like, okay, fine. Like, I was like, seriously, like acting like a parent. I was like, you can talk to him after I talk to him. And yeah, like I had to screen him first. And then what did he do? He looked at my Instagram. He was like, oh, hell no.
No, he actually, that's what I was going to say. You know, the reason I thought he really was like into me is because he actually was like, sure, give me her number. And then,
yeah, I was surprised too.
Yeah. And then he looked at your Instagram and he didn't say no. He said, she's scary. She's going to yell at me. That's
I'm going to rip him a new asshole and tell him what time it is.
Okay. So that's the beginning. Now, here's what you don't know. So that's the part that my listeners know and you know. Here's what you don't know. This is amazing. Like about a week or something, 2 weeks ago, maybe it's 2 weeks now. I don't know exactly. I'm at the Comedy Store and he's there and he's doing a show upstairs.
Allegedly.
No, he really was. He really was. So
I just like to shit on people any opportunity I can.
I know. I love that about you. So he's doing a show, okay? So I'm walking. I'm not going to say who I was with, but I'm walking down the hallway and I'm with a guy. And this girl comes up to me who's just basically like, Kate, we've never met in person, but like I follow you and she's like a young comic, but she is also like, I don't want to say a fan, but you know, she just likes my work, whatever. Yeah. So we start talking. I'm like, oh yeah, I know who you are. I've seen your photo around. I'm glad to meet you, whatever. And then we just kind of start talking a little. And then she's like, well, what are you up to? I go, oh, just avoiding. I'm like, besides, you know, avoiding the last guy I dated, just whatever. I was like, don't fuck comics, you know, like joking.
Joking, but not joking. Yeah.
She said, I think I'm about to start. And I go,
like a drug.
Yeah. Cause I guess she's never dated a comic. So I go, well, as long as you avoid this guy, you might be all right. And I said who it was. Dude, she goes, what? Why? And I was like, of course it is. I was like, you're dating that guy? She goes, well, we've just like, you know, made out a couple times. We're not really dating.
He told me he wants to be with me forever. Came over just for a kiss.
Sarah, seriously, this the thing. One, I found out he was seeing her, he was making out with her while we were still fucking.
Yeah. And he would have had sex with her given the opportunity.
100%, which now I know he cheated on me. Ugh, definitely. So and also, yeah, he did. I mean, now since her, it doesn't even really matter. But I mean, like, I'm fine now. I actually feel great. But like, I found out he has done verbatim the same thing to like 12. I mean, so many women in the same place.
He is like no shame.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's literally like, you know how serial killers like to collect trophies from their victims sometimes?
Yeah.
I think he probably likes the feeling of being at the Comedy Store and being able to look around and like every woman there, he feels like.
That's funny because we actually hate that feeling. Be like, oh my God, I'm such a slut. He's like, oh, I'm such a pimp.
Yeah. But it's even worse than sex because it's like,
it's emotional and mental manipulation.
Dude, last night, a girl, I mean, this came out of nowhere. Like, girls have been coming up to me about him. Like, last night, a girl was like, you know, He used to send me pictures of interracial babies and tell me how he wanted to have my baby. It's actually hilarious because
I look up his natal chart and it said that this guy gets turned on by talking about having a baby. I don't know why.
I don't know if you.
I think cancers are like that too.
I don't know if you told me that, but that's legit. Every girl is like, okay, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
I think like every girl would appreciate that, except for maybe me and you.
I mean,
I'd be like, can we get a dog?
Yeah, but also like saying you want to have a kid with someone because it would be cute is the dumbest reason. Like, our baby would be beautiful and a serial killer, probably.
Yeah, but I've seen some good looking people make some questionable looking children. So
good point. Now, okay. So now that's part one. I find out he's done this to everyone. I found out he cheated on me, which I'm not going to lie. When I found out he cheated, and I told you this, I've never been cheated on before.
I feel like when you heard this, the do you know that song, Keisha Cole, I Should Have Cheated? Like, cue the music.
I mean, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? No, I don't know the song.
Oh, it's a song. It's just, she goes, I should have cheated. I don't know. It's just funny. I got to send it to you. So good.
Yeah, maybe I'll put some of it on this podcast. Actually.
You should, yes.
Yeah, maybe. I'll add it on.
Or you can put Lizzo.
Send it to
me. I will.
Okay, so you know I've dated guys that lied to me, like would say I'm not fucking anyone else, and they were, but we weren't technically together. So somehow, like in my head, I kind of knew. But with him, like genuinely, I actually believed, and you even did too. We thought he was like a really good guy at the beginning because of how he was treating me.
And also, you're way out of his league. I was like, oh, there's no way he's going to fuck this up. But
he kept saying too, I'll admit that at least, he kept saying like, you're the hottest girl I've ever been with.
I mean, you probably are. That's probably true.
I mean, honestly, I don't think so. I think he's probably fucked like 1,000. I heard now he buys hookers.
With what money? He needs to buy a damn futon. His priorities are all the way fucked up.
I know.
I mean, like, oh, I'm going to buy a hooker, but we can't go back to my place. So can we go to yours? She's like, that's going to cost you, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know. It's all my fault. That's why I was beating myself up a little, because truthfully, I ignored from the beginning. He never showed me his apartment. You even said I would never date a guy if I hadn't seen his apartment. And I was like,
Norm. Oh yeah. That's like one of my number one. I just did a video on that. That's like such a big, important rule. Okay. You know what? Sorry to like change subject real quick. I literally have a baby gate across my door because these fucking cats won't leave me alone. And one of them just jumped it.
No way.
Yeah, because I put a pillow there because it, like, I don't know how to use it. It's not a baby gate, it's just like a little, I don't know what it is.
How tall is it?
It's probably to like mid thighs.
Yeah,
I got a shopping, wink wink.
That's why you have to get shopping. Yeah, that's what. So, now they think you mean stealing. Can you tell them?
Oh yeah, well no, sometimes I like to walk. Because I'm an old person, I like to walk around. You know how old people walk.
Yes.
And I walk around, and there's like a lot of dumpsters where I live. And oh my god, did I tell you I manifested a cat tree? Okay, wait. Let me not get off subject. I'll tell you later. Okay, go ahead.
You did tell me you manifested a cat.
I did. It was amazing. Okay.
I like that you call it walking by dumpsters instead of dumpster.
Well, I don't dive. I window shop. And if there's something outside for free $3.99.
How can you see in the dumpster? Do you have a stool?
I mean, no, you don't need a stool. You just walk around. I just look at stuff on the outside. I don't go in I don't actually go in the dumpster. All the good shit is always on the outside anyway.
We should go dumpster diving at IKEA. I'll bet there's furniture out there.
Oh, yeah. And Ulta and Apple Store. Sorry, I've seen YouTube videos. It's like, amazing.
We're gonna do that. Sorry guys. Okay, we're off topic. Okay.
Yeah, this is how we always talk. We talk like between 5 different conversations.
Anyway. Yeah, you know, but that's okay. Hold on. Before we go any farther, I have to see what time I'm on stage tonight at the Ice House because I don't know what time I have to leave yet. I should pause it. I wish this had a pause feature.
Yeah.
Guys, sorry. Okay, hang on. Here we go. I'm last. Okay, great. I don't have to be there. Okay, perfect. Okay. So because here's where the story gets good. Now, this is also where I'm a psycho. And
no, you're not a psycho. You are hormonal.
You don't know everything yet.
Okay.
But
actually, see how biased I am?
I haven't been nearly as psycho with him as I was with another person that I like. But we still have sex. That's the best part. Me and the other guy, we still have. He's my go-to rebound dude.
Oh, but he's a psycho too. He's like takes the cake.
Well, we're.
But he actually made this guy look like a decent guy. That's what's crazy.
You mean?
I don't know. The other way around. The other way around.
Oh no! This guy made me forgive every guy I ever dated for everything.
Yeah, and he's pretty damn bad.
Yeah. Okay. So here's where I got a little petty, more than a little petty. First of all, the last time I actually spoke to him, we was before I found out about the cheating. That's the last time I ever tried to see him. And it was because we were text fighting. And then he said, I miss you. And I said, I miss you too.
Oh, so annoying. Sorry.
I know. It was so stupid. And it was also really funny.
It was like a movie.
It was literally like, fuck you. No, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. Oh, I miss you. Me too. Like that. But I fucked up because I went to his apartment when he said he missed me. And I thought, I'm going to show up at his apartment and he's going to be happy to see me because he said he misses me.
Yeah.
And instead, he didn't open the door.
Because he doesn't want you to see the futon.
I know. But I knew he was in there. So I was getting so angry.
And oh, yeah. I would be livid.
I was so mad. And I knew he was in there alone because literally he lives 10, 15 minutes from me. So like in the
You know he's alone because a futon can only fit one person. That's his couch and his bed.
Well, no. The reason I found out he has a futon is because he's actually had women in there. They told me.
Ew.
I know.
Well, so that's how you know you were the best of all of them because he knew that he could not show you his place because you would definitely leave him. Like, all the other shit doesn't even matter. That would take the cake.
I mean, obviously. But then also, like, okay, the whole time we're breaking up, and Sarah knows, it was like, it was one of those things, one of those breakups where, like, we kept talking, and then we'd be like, maybe we should try, no, we shouldn't, I miss you, come over, no, I shouldn't, whatever. And, but his whole reason is he kept saying, it's because I can't afford you. You're too good for me. I feel emasculated. I feel
and good.
Yeah. And
I feel like he's projecting though. That's all projection.
Oh my God. Everything with him was projection, but it's just funny in hindsight because now I know he was already trying to fuck other people while we were still fucking. So like he was so full of shit and he gave me so much shit because I kissed a guy after we broke up and he found out and was like, are you fucking kidding me? Da da da. And I was like, you dump me, dude.
You're like, look, just because I'm a comedian doesn't mean everything's a joke, bitch.
Yeah. But here's where I got petty.
Wait, can I just say really quick that what really pissed me off about him is I feel like everything he did was completely deliberate. Like, look, we all make mistakes. First of all, cheating is never a mistake. You never give someone a second chance. Once a cheater, always a cheater. That's what I believe from experience.
I don't think that.
I think so because it's like, not always once a cheater, always a cheater, but it's like, why should I give you a second chance? Did you not fucking know the rules? Were we not clear? You know what I mean? Like, I don't like those excuses and stuff. Like, you know, and he's the one that begged you for the title. You're the one that kept saying, no, 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 no.
I agree with you. I agree with you on the cheating thing, I totally agree, especially at the beginning, unless you're like in a long committed live together thing and you haven't fucked in a like year and then.
Well, yeah. Okay. Whatever. There's exceptions to every rule, but not for like.
But not for this. No.
Not when it's like not even that serious yet, and you're already like, the fact that it's also someone like close to your circle. Anyway, and the other thing that really upset me, side note, is you were doing so well with your personal growth after like, you were like being you and I were. I kept telling you. I said I literally told Kate one time when they were in a fight. I'm like, Kate, let's lock arms and let's just go celibate for the rest of the year and not date. And you're like, no, I want to fuck. That's literally the text back. And I was like, all right, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I tried.
Well, I said, I can't help you there, buddy. I said that because I had done that after Ryan. Oh, there's a helicopter outside. Sorry if you can hear
me. Oh, I don't hear it.
Okay, good. I did that for like, well, and that exactly, that's my point, is after Ryan, I took 4 months, 5 months, something like that. I didn't have sex. I had sex one time towards the end with like the guy I said is always like my go-to rebound guy.
Yeah, he doesn't count. Yeah. You don't have to add another notch in your belt for him.
I mean, yeah. And honestly, it didn't count because it's probably one of the only times ever that when we did have sex, it just wasn't as connected, you know, like I just wasn't.
Yeah.
And, but what I was going to say that makes me so angry about him, and I totally agree with you, is even like every other guy I've dated, I truly believe they're like damaged, but they care in the way they can, and they didn't, it wasn't fake what they felt for me.
Yeah,
even if they also, like, for instance, like I can talk about Ryan now, like in a way of, I think Ryan has a lot of issues and needs therapy, and like I don't think he deliberately hurts people. I think it happened.
Right.
So I can forgive that in my mind and go, this person needs some help and you know, whatever. But like,
yeah, but I felt like he was set out to destroy you. And sure, I think his feelings were genuine in the beginning, but like a lot of narcissists, that stuff like fades very quickly and they just go back into the way, their old ways. And I think he is one of those people that gets a kick out of doing this to women.
Do you want to know what I think? I think that it's white women and he's racist. Yep.
I agree.
Because Jax, I even talked to Jackson, my best, like best guy friend, who's a black dude. And I said, I know it sounds weird, but like every time we would fight, I've been actually trying to find a way to do this as a bit. And it's tricky as a white person, but I've been trying to find a way to talk about this on stage, because every time we'd have a fight, he'd find a way to make it about race. And a few times,
that's really fucking annoying.
Yeah, and a few times he'd even tell me I was being ignorant or like low key racist, and I'm like, I'm fucking you.
I'm literally
like,
repeating what you just said. Yeah, and like, it wasn't even racist. You know what's funny? I told, remember that guy Donovan? I told him. Did you ever mention the water fountain drink, joke?
No.
Can I say it?
Yes.
Okay, so I was talking to a guy, okay, I had like this online boyfriend for like a month, and he was black. He lived in Florida. And I was like, yeah, I'm my girlfriend. Because we're like, I was like talking to this black guy I really liked. And then she was, you know, with him. And I was like, yeah, he seems so amazing. And I'm just like, oh, you know, once you go black, you never go back. It's just kind of tip. But I said to him, I'm like, he said the funniest joke. And I think this is so fucking hilarious. He said that his dick, he's a black guy, obviously, is a whites only drinking fountain.
I actually thought that was really funny too. But
it's so funny. But when I told Donovan, I was like laughing my ass off, and I'm like, oh, you don't think it's funny? He's like, no, I don't.
You know what's hilarious? You know what's hilarious about that? I also told, like, I forget who it was, but I was with some comics, and I said that he said that, and the black guy didn't think it was funny either.
That's oh, I'm sorry.
Well, and also FYI, what'd you say?
I just think it's so funny.
Well, and also at the beginning, like, he even made a joke about like wanting, like about being down to be my slave or something like that.
Oh yeah. 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 He made a lot of racist jokes towards himself.
Yeah. So, okay. So, but then after I can't say this is too specific for comedians that listen, they'll know who it is, but I will say that it became very apparent after we broke up from some of the things he was like tweeting and saying that it's a white woman issue. Like literally, like he said it. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so anyway, so this is how I got petty though. I got so petty, and here's why. And it's not an excuse, but like, it was like, if someone keeps kicking you when you're down, every time I would go to the Comedy Store, I'd find out about another girl. And it was the same thing. Every time, which made me feel more and more and more and more like our shit was so fake. And then also it was frustrating because of any breakup I've ever had, I would say I was like being the most grown up with him about trying to keep it copacetic and cool, since we had to like work together occasionally.
Yeah.
And he was being such a dick to me. Like,
yeah. I mean, well, that's what narcissists do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. It's just, it was just hard for me to, it took me a while to really believe he could have been as bad as he turned out to be. So here's my acts of petty. There are two, and you don't know either. Okay. This one's actually hilarious, and I think it's awesome, but I can't keep doing it because my lawyer told me to stop. I was giving his number to every douche that would hit on me at bars.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, like, if I met a guy who's like, what are you doing later? Like, I'm staying at wherever, come over.
Like, hey, here's my number, send me your dick pic.
I would literally go, like, hit me up when you get to the hotel, let me know the plan.
That's so funny you actually did that.
I mean, hilarious. Yeah, I would do it to like one or two guys a night.
Would you tell them your name?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Because I wanted him to know I was doing it.
That's so funny.
What's even funnier is I heard that he thought it was me texting him and it actually wasn't. So like that's...
You're like, look, I'm not that petty.
Yeah. But here's where it gets pettier. I felt really guilty about this, but I no longer do.
Okay.
But this is really bad.
Okay.
So when we were dating, the one thing I will say is he's super jealous, but narcissists are. But it's not real, but they're territorial. Like they want to own you. They want to feel like no one else can compete with their dick or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Their manipulation.
Yeah. So he had an ex-girlfriend who basically, she started dating one of his friends after they broke up. And it really, really pissed him off. Like,
yeah, because how dare they?
I mean, yeah. And this was a good friend of his, too. Like, I mean, it would be like if someone broke up with me and started dating you.
Yeah.
So, okay. I was like, I would never date one of your, because I'm friends with his friends and he would get jealous. And I was like, babe, I would never, ever fuck a guy's friends after, like, ever. In fact, I've never done
that. Unless you fuck me over first.
Even if you do, like, I won't even fuck Jackson's friends, and we've never even dated, but that's because, like, I care about the friendship too much, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I say that. The night I found out he cheated on me,
you're like, it's on, bitch.
I hooked up with one of his friends. I've never done that. But then in my head, I was like, I can't even.
Was it any good? Or did you feel
shaking.
Guilty?
Sarah, I'm shaking telling this because it's like so personal. But first of all, the sex was actually great and better than the sex with him. And what's really funny is the guy is someone I'd like flirted with for so long, just kind of.
Yeah.
And one night he messaged me after me and the douche, whatever we're calling him, I forgot.
Douche canoe.
What is it?
He's a douche canoe.
Douche canoe. Thank you. After me and douche canoe broke up, this guy messaged me one night and goes, yo, we're still cool. I always wanted to just fuck you one time on the down low.
What?
He said one time. And
on the down low? Who says down low anymore?
I mean, maybe it wasn't exact, but whatever. And then
you're like, that's my version. That's my white version.
Yeah. And then I wrote him back and I go, no one fucks me just one time.
Right? Yes. That's what I would have said.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Not only did he fuck me just one time, but I haven't heard from him since, which is actually fine. And I prefer it that way. But it's also the first time that's ever happened to me.
I think what's his sign? I think he's taking that as a personal challenge.
I have no idea. I barely know him. But here's where it gets better. No, I'm never going to fuck him again. But here's what's funny. I did it, but then I was like, well, yes, I didn't feel guilty for doing it. I felt bad that I stooped to that level because it's beneath me. And I've never, ever done anything like I would get a little petty, like the phone number thing. I would never. That's like below my moral standard, I feel. Although this is a hot guy. I always wanted to. I mean, he's hotter, way hotter. But here's when that feeling changed. So I felt bad. And I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want him to know. That's how bad I felt. Then I got angry when I heard about other people. Like, I just got more and more angry when I kept hearing about people, more people.
Mm-hmm.
So I purposely told someone that I knew would tell him. And I actually sent a text that said, like, oh my God, that guy was so much better in bed, blah, 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 whatever.
And then, like, text it to him and be like, oops, sorry. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I made sure it got to him.
That's so funny.
But here's why I
feel like, honestly, like, that's kind of what I probably would have done, to be honest. And I'm like you. I don't, like, people think I'm really petty, but I'm Libra rising. If you don't know what that means, I believe in fairness and balance. So do unto others, or actually more like, don't try me, bitch, because I will reciprocate that energy real quick. So I don't start no shit, but I'll end it, you know?
My petty usually ends at, like, tweeting jokes about you, you know, just light pranking, like sending,
oh yeah,
the, you know, that, like, the phone number thing. But I never have done something that I thought would really, like, fuck somebody's head up, you know, like that.
Yeah,
that's, if someone did that to me, I would be like,
but it's also, you know, it's also like your situation with him, like, it was so much like, remember I told you so many times, I'm like, what are you guys fighting about? And I'm not to blame you. I wasn't blaming you. But, like, for him, it's just, like, everything. He made everything a fucking problem. Like, you guys haven't dated that long. And he has had so much problems. And when you look at the facts, it's, like, it's all stemming from really nothing, you know?
I mean, honestly, I see him so clearly now that all of it was, like, to antagonize me, to keep drama, because he loved the chase.
Well, you know, I always say narcissists, they lack a lot of feelings. So what's, like, a normal amount of drama for you and I as empaths, we feel it deeply because we're sensitive. But because he's so hardened as a sociopath, psychopath, whatever, narcissist, it takes a lot more drama for him, for it to even, like, touch the surface of his, you know, feelings. And he wants to feel something. That's why, and he doesn't know how to exist without chaos.
Honestly, girl, do you remember when me and him first started dating and he told me, sometimes I wonder if I'm a sociopath or a psychopath?
Yeah, which was freaking weird. He knew the answer.
I'm not kidding. I think he's a legit psychopath, not narcissist, psychopath. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he feels, I mean, because he will smile at me and wave with this smile that's like, fuck you. Like, it's hard to explain. I mean, it's
now you can even feel the energy. Yeah,
but so wait, but I have to tell you the end, because okay. The end is, it's weird. Like, I'm glad now I slept with his friend, which I can't believe I'm saying.
Isn't that funny when you're like, I'm gonna regret this? No, they deserved it.
Well, I actually, like, the reason I'm glad is because I think I was supposed to, because what happened out of it actually helped me heal from the breakup. So
yeah,
here's what happened. Remember how I was so hurt because he told me that I had weird looking pussy?
And that's just so stupid. But you know what? I would take that as a compliment, is that he had to stoop down that low to find something to offend you, because you're just so much, you're so far out of his league. Like, what can he really say?
That's actually a good point. Thank you.
Yeah. So I would think that's a compliment. Like, oh, really? That's the best you can do. That means everything about me is perfect and you're lying. But anyway.
Thanks, Sarah. Oh, sweet.
Well, also, I know, but.
And also, like, I think because he knows that, like, if there's one thing I know about me, it's that I'm very sweet and I'm good in bed. Like, if I had two qualities,
you pride yourself on it. Yeah, you pride yourself on it.
Like, I'm fun in bed. Like, I'm fun. And every guy I've ever dated is like, you're like,
that's
so.
That's why you said no guy fucks me once. I think because you said that, though, the guy took it as a personal challenge.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
But wait. But here's the, like, here's the validation and vindication is, after he told me about, after he said I had weird pussy, I was actually insecure about it for, like, a little while. Like, I was like, really?
I need to tell my story about John real quick, too, before we end.
Yeah, like, I asked two guys that I slept with before, like, did you think anything was, like, off? And they were like, what? No, that's insane. Like, whatever. His friend in bed with me said, he's wrong. You got beautiful pussy. And then I was like, whatever. Maybe he's just being nice. Then
it sucks, though, because you start to think everyone's lying to you.
Well, but wait, this is the best, Sarah. You're going to love this ending. The other night, I give his other best friend a ride home. Like, he has two best friends.
I thought you were going to say a blowjob.
No. Oh my God. No, 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 no. Oh, no, I'm never doing anything like that again. But so I'm giving his other friend a ride home and we start talking and his other friend is drunk. So he's like really oversharing probably. Mm-hmm. And one, his friend told me that like all of his circle of friends outside of him have been saying, well, he's so angry and he keeps bitching about you, but he's finally getting what was coming to him because he's done this to so many people. Like they aren't
good,
even on his side.
Good. You're his karma.
And also he said he was so angry when he found out you slept with so-and-so. And he's been bringing it up all the time. And the guy in front of this dude in my car and douche canoe, the guy I slept with said, yo, bro, why'd you tell her she had weird pussy? You were wrong. She got great pussy.
Oh, my God. Did you tell him to do that or he just did it for you?
No, I didn't even know.
Oh, that's the best. That's
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe, like, dude, that's why.
Like, all the stars aligned.
And not only did all the stars align, but then yesterday, that was, like, the day before yesterday. Then yesterday, I had one of the best meetings of my life. And then after the best meeting, I went to the Comedy Store and I'm standing in the kitchen with the girl he cheated on me with and with two like really respected comics. And he came in, hugged them, completely ignored me and the girl, and then walked away. And they were like, that was weird. What was that about? And I got to say, oh, he was trying to fuck us both at once and he got caught or something.
It's just amazing to me, like in any type of situation like that where the bad guy, like how fucking dare you not allow him to be the piece of shit he is, you know what I mean?
Well,
like because he held like somewhat accountable. Like, sorry, what did you think was gonna happen if you're talking to someone that's in our circle? Like, you think we're not gonna cross paths? Like, it's gonna happen. And you know what, like, if it's meant to happen, it will happen. Like, you should, you're just not a good player.
Yeah. And then his friend told me he wanted to get a restraining order on me for giving out his number to people and shit. So,
I mean, there's no proof that you fucking, well, I guess this,
who cares?
This podcast is.
But also, he goes, he's making you look crazy because he's telling people that you guys only had sex like twice.
You're like, I wish it was only twice.
I wish it was never. But whatever.
Right.
So then what I did is I asked a bunch of the girls that I know he's fucked over. And one girl even told me he would, like, assault her without permission. She asked him to stop. Like, that he would,
what do you mean assault her? Like, touch her?
Like, grab her.
Oh, hell no. I wish somebody would do that to me.
And, I mean, he's, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the point is, so I got, like, five girls who all were like, listen, if he tries to pull any legal shit with you, we'll all sign a letter saying he did the same thing to us. He made us uncomfortable in the world. Like, they all have my back.
Did you ever talk about how he blocked you on the Instagram too?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Just kidding. Okay. That was me blocking someone.
Yeah. But that's basically the story. Oh, and then the end of it. I'm sorry. This is the last thing. I swear to God. It's just one more thing. And then you're talking. But like the craziest part of the end is I was depressed about also the energy around me at the Comedy Store. I was getting nervous. Like, what if he's been telling people, what if people.
Yeah. Like lying to them, spreading rumors, fucking with your career, all that.
Yeah. And so I'm shaking because I'm like emotional about this. So yesterday I have that meeting and the meeting was with Burton, the snowboard company, to do like a web series with them and like shows at their flagship and like all this stuff that I've been like trying to like manifest, and it's happening. And then I go to the Comedy Store and there's a guy at the Comedy Store who sells shirts at the Comedy Store. Like, I don't think he's homeless, but no one really knows much about him except he like does shows sometimes, but not as really like stand-up. He kind of just is like an eccentric like performance artist type dude. And then he brings shirts he finds at like Goodwill and stuff and sells them for like $2, $3 on the patio.
That means he dumpster dives, but yeah.
I know. I think he might steal them. I'm not really sure where he gets them. But no one had seen him in a few weeks and we were all kind of starting to worry a little because no one has a number for him, and like that's happened before and then people are dead. Like,
yeah.
There. Yeah. So we were starting to worry. So I go to the Comedy Store last night. First of all, that guy shows up. And I was just so relieved to see him because I was really starting to be nervous that he wasn't going to come back.
Yeah.
Not only did he show up, guess what he gave me? And he doesn't know about my romantic history with anyone. He had a Ryan Adams t-shirt.
Synchronicity, bro.
Dude, it was like so crazy. And he gave it to me. And I was like, you know what? This is like a sign to let go of all the negativity around all these guys in my heart, in my head. I mean, I already had kind of wished Ryan the best, you know, but like I tweeted a photo with the shirt and was like, this was such a crazy day. And then also two girls that I thought didn't like me who work at the Comedy Store, like randomly came up to me last night to tell me like how much they just love me and like just how like. It was kind of like all these things aligned and I can't explain it. It was the weirdest night ever. I mean, this is... I'm still like, I'm like shaking.
Like, because you're still emotional about the situation or?
Yeah, like I'm just not out of sad. Like I guess I'm just like.
Well, I think it's just like life is pretty amazing the way things like happen sometimes.
I mean, I've been the most depressed since him that I've ever been in my life. Isolating. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Like, I really was like, I might leave LA. I might leave the business. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, I was avoiding everyone.
Yeah.
And then it was like yesterday, it was just like whatever God is or whatever, like, kept showing up. It was just like an outpouring of, like, love and, like,
yeah, it's confirmation from the universe that you're on the right path and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, remember I pulled those Oracle cards for you and they were just like spot on about like, I don't even remember what they were, but it was something about like good things are coming your way. And I know it sounds really generic, but I remember I got like kind of teary eyed when I was reading it to you because it just was so applicable.
Oh, yeah.
I think I sent you the screenshots, right?
Yeah, you did. And also you told me about, and actually we can plug this even though it's not like an ad, but you guys should do BetterHelp, but you also should get this app. It's not a therapy app, but it's like if you're into astrology at all, which like.
It's not even astrology. I don't even know how this app works. It's wild. I want to research it though.
Yeah, it's really not astrology. Like, I don't know. I actually am starting to really believe in like the time and date you're born affects your personality so much because this app is called, what is it? The Pattern.
Yeah, no, it does. You know, actually I cannot remember who it was, but I was reading something historical on astrology and it was like a king or a queen or I don't know. This is the bad version. They were having a baby and their astrologer told them, if you can hold out until the next day, your baby will have like a very good, prosperous life. You know, I don't remember if she was able to like, hold out until then for the birth, but I gotta look again, but I don't remember. But it was just really fascinating because I think everything honestly happens the way it's supposed to happen. But go ahead with the pattern.
Oh yeah, no, I totally agree. I was just gonna say, like, you told me about this app, and all you do, guys, is you put your birth date and time of birth and like where you were born in this app. Yeah,
if you have time of birth. If you don't, that's okay too.
Yeah. I actually didn't put in my time of birth because I couldn't remember it. But and then like it basically every day tells you like things that you might be going through and why you're going through them. And I mean, it's creepy. And I don't believe in like fortunes and like when someone, I mean, it's not one of those things like you read and you could make applicable to you. It's like insanely accurate to the point where it's, I mean, if I wrote my feelings down, I would write what they're saying half the time. It's crazy. So,
well, I mean, I would argue that they can write it better, to be honest, because for me, like what I love about the app, not only, I feel like it's so beneficial and the fact that it's free is kind of weird. I feel like this is something that definitely should be paid for or be a paying app because it's just so beneficial. But for me, it made me realize, because what I have a problem, and I think I told you, it showed me a lot of my traumas and triggers that till today affect me in my life. And I still do till today. And I said, and that's why it's the pattern, because you see the patterns in your life, because everything stems from your childhood, period. You know,
right.
The trauma and triggers you, the traumas you endure. And so when I was talking to that guy, Don, and I literally stopped talking to him because he wasn't giving me enough attention. And I know that sounds like stupid and petty, but it's just like, at this point in my life, I'm tired of being quiet about what I want and what I need. And that was a long distance thing too. So, you know, like I would send him like a sexy picture and he would do this bullshit, like, LOL, what are you doing up? Like, well, fuck you, bitch. I'll put this on the online and I'll get all the praise there, you know? But that's not the point. I ended up like not talking to him anymore because the lack of attention I was receiving. The thing is sometimes I don't give people the opportunity to say their side because I become very impulsive. And that is called preemptive rejection, because I don't want to be rejected. So I preemptively reject. And then I told you this, right? And then I felt like, then I started reading about the, like, it, the app literally said that you and Donovan like clash because he doesn't understand your need for attention that stems from your abandonment issues, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, crazy. It's just like everything just kind of like made sense. And it really just, for me at my age, it just really exposed like, whoa. So now when I start to feel these feelings and stuff, it's not any more of, I mean, I'm still working through them. Of course, no one's perfect, but it's not any more of like, what the fuck is going on? Why is he doing that to me? It's okay. All right. Hold on a second. I don't need to overreact right now. Anything that needs to be, you know, talked about or whatever, if it has to wait 12 hours or 24 hours, it's not going to change anything. You can wait. And I mean, I think a lot of the reason why I've been single so much in my life is because I preemptively reject people because I'm so, I get insecure, you know?
Well, a lot of people do that. I do that too.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Like, because you don't want to be left. So in our mind, it's like, I got to leave before I'm left.
But I think it's also too, like, it's also because people, if someone is lying, you know, on some level. Like, you know.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like, I've been in situations where I literally will preemptively reject because I feel, oh my God, I'm starting to like this person too much and they're not calling me back as quickly as I think they should. So, you know, I basically, it's called anxious attachment style. Like, when I really like someone, which is not very often, I start to, like, all these things play in my head, you know?
Me too.
So now I know how to, like, navigate through that stuff a lot better.
I agree with that, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
And also, the pattern also kind of, I like that it's not, it doesn't kiss your ass, this app.
No, that's what I love about it. Is like, because if I told you, hey, Kate, X, Y, and Z is wrong with you, you're going to say, well, the average person is going to get defensive. Who the hell are you to say this, blah, blah. So the pattern is like, it's such an unbiased app. Like, you know, and the fact that it's so, I have not met anybody who has said it was not, like, pretty accurate for them.
Well, honestly, like, even you and I, like, Sarah and I, like, have, I mean, once a year we'll have, like, some kind of fight and then make up in, like, a week or whatever, right? So, like, mm-hmm. even the last disagreement we had, it's funny because when you were saying the reasons you felt like I was wrong, I was getting so angry and defensive. But then when I read the pattern for that.
Then you got an update. It's like, Sarah's right.
Yeah, it kind of explains. It just explains. Because one thing we're not saying about this app is you can go and read. Well, you kind of said it. But like, I can also go read Sarah's pattern. And you can read the way you two mesh together. So basically, when I went and read like our friendship pattern for that cycle or whatever day, whatever, it actually brought up the exact issue we were having, and it explained like why both sides were feeling whatever, and it really made me understand like your side of it. Like, it was crazy.
It takes the ego and defensiveness out of it, I guess, like the feelings, like
if you're open-minded.
Okay, so this is the most abrupt stop to the podcast ever, but basically that's the gist of it. We wanted to talk longer. There's more. Sarah has a whole story to share, but I never thought it would take this long to share this part of the story. I actually am now, it's much later. I had to go to the ice house and do my show, and now I'm back home and I'm exhausted. But wow, what a weird couple of days. I'm a little embarrassed. I told Sarah, I was like, I'm getting anxiety about oversharing and I'm a little ashamed of being so petty. It's not responsible. I'm an adult. I think I'm just going to take another little dating hiatus. I'm more excited about work right now anyway. I had an amazing show at the Ice House. I can't wait for the show at Burton, Santa Monica. Everything is so good. So I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm tired. I know I have dates coming up in Houston, Vegas, Sacramento, New York. I'm all over the place. So I can't wait to see you guys. I love you. I'll be back soon. This has been Date Fails. Go buy CBD Lion. Hang out with people who treat you well and love you and lift you up. That's what I want for you this week. All right. I'm so tired. It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm dead. Okay. Bye.